shot.
Let's go. More democracy.
Welcome to the League of Dreaming.
Hello and welcome to episode 406 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick Thinking Cooper. Joining me, Aiden Frost Rockarts.
The real host.
And Colton Blue Basket Sweat.
More like episode 406.
Nice. Yeah, I'm very sick.
Got him.
So you can appreciate this nasally boy. Hey, this week we're going to be talking about the new champion that has been teased, and a little bit more than teased, I'd say, for good reason. We have two reviews, a bi-weekly discussion. We're going to be doing the roundtable, and we're going to round it out with some emails. It may seem a little light, but we have a lot of emails to work through, and some from last week as well. So we're just going to try to knock them all out so we can start on a clean slate next week. First,
and Nick, I don't know if you heard last week, we added a section to the show where we just talk about Naruto officially.
So oh, did we?
Probably put that right before mail.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a temporary one.
No, that's an every weekend.
Okay, cool. That's cool. I'm very excited for that.
I do have a Naruto comment when we get to the new character. so don't worry. Okay. I was thinking about it. I'm hoping someone else is thinking about it.
All right.
Anyways, my week? Yeah, sure, I'll talk about it. I played two games of League. I've played two games of League since the 13th. They were both with Nick. We won one of them, I think, and we lost the other one. I think I played great in both the games for not playing for
I think you
14
did too.
Days or 12 days or whatever. I'm a Cho'Gath one trick now. I'm playing Glacial to Cho'Gath only is my plan. That character is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Even in the game where Colton into my lane, I didn't do that poorly, in my opinion. Colton gave my lane double buffs, and then when I was walking back to lane one time, Colton 1v1'd him and died to him. And I was like, cool. Awesome. And then he solo carried the game, the Zed who he fed. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's my fault.
You made sure
Zed was the one who
Colton
solo
knew
carried
that he solo lost your lane to you.
I mean, you mentioned like, it a bunch so of times. One thing. I'm like, he's like, Colton's running into like mid or something like that. He's like, oh, can you help me? Or here's the jungler or something like that. I'm like, oh, I see him. He's at full HP, so I start walking over. The Zed just goes over the wall and just fucking one hits him. I'm like, oh, okay, that's double less. That's fine. And then I look back like 5 minutes later while I'm like coming back to lane. He's just fighting him. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
To be
no,
fair,
no.
He got out sub 40.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm just more meme. It's a normal. I don't really care. I just thought it was funny. Because it was one of those games, Colton, where it's like, I could see it from the beginning. Like, I'm playing a character that's going to just, like, chill and just hang out. And I have no fucking control over my lane.
Yeah. Oh, no, I fun, totally though. Screwed you that game.
Yeah, it's all right. Cho'Gath's sick, though. Other than that, haven't really been playing too much League. I've been playing a lot of Sea of Thieves. Doing some other stuff. Lots of schoolwork.
A lot of Pokemon,
kinda
too, right?
Lots of Pokemon, yeah. I've played 40 hours of Pokemon. it's sick, though. The game's actually so fucking good, so fuck everyone who, like, thinks it's kind of shitty. Like, it's actually, like, a really good game. I think there's definitely problems with it. It's not like it's a perfect game, but that being said, the Pokemon formula is just a fun formula for a game. I think I'm actually going to complete, like, the full decks for the game. I'm already at, like, 240
like
or something, or 260.
Oh, I thought it was, like, 100-something.
There's 400, yeah.
Oh,
so it's not too nice. Bad. Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm having a lot of fun.
Sweet.
Other than that, though, not too much. What about you, Colton?
So yeah, I've not been playing a ton of League. I've done a few, just like normals, ARAMs. Probably the game I've been playing the most is Offworld Trading Company. I've been running through all of the various like campaign progressions there. Enjoying the game still. I don't know if I'll ever like get a chance to play it against other people, but AI is pretty fun still. Aside from that, I started watching Silicon Valley, which is a show I've been meaning to get around to for a while, and it's pretty funny. Been playing some more Star Realms on mobile, climbing the ranked ladder there, but the way that they do their rankings is kind of weird, so I really have no idea where I actually stand, because it's not like a normal ladder where you like win and go up points and like lose and go down points.
You lose and go up points.
No, it's strange. Like,
that'd be okay. Hear me out. That would be an interesting like rank dynamic though, where both teams are trying to lose.
Yeah,
that would definitely be interesting.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's strange, but I've been, you know, still enjoying that. had a another job interview, so that's nice. That's a thing. Hopefully that will turn into something that's not, you know, 2 or 3 months out. And that's about it for my week, I think. I can't think of anything else. I'm not really doing much of anything for Thanksgiving because all my family's up north.
You're not going back?
But for those of you who aren't Canadian, or aka Nick, I'd like to hear about your Thanksgiving plans.
Yeah, I'm just going to be having Thanksgiving here at home with my family. And I think that's all I have. Not too much, okay. Actually.
So how's your last 2 weeks been? Yeah,
so the last
where
2 weeks,
were you?
I went to New Zealand with a friend of the show, Alex Whitehair, for ExileCon, which is the Path of Exile convention. And it was super sweet. We got to see all the announcements live, and that was awesome because the stuff they announced is super cool. So that was really fun. And then we spent a bunch of time actually like doing not video game stuff. We went to see The Shire, Hobbiton, which is a film in New Zealand, the Lord of the Rings. And that was really cool. What else? We did a glowworm.
No, we weren't there.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We did a glowworm cave tour, which was super sick. We like rappelled down into a cave, and then like rode this cave river, and just saw like a bunch of glowworms and climbed 2 waterfalls to get out. It was super cool. We saw the Milford Sound, which is awesome. Spent a bunch of time in Queenstown, which is like a touristy sort of destination, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back. I got very sick. I got double pink eye. So I've just been chilling since then.
You got that new support item that lets you put out 2 pink wards? That's awesome.
Yeah. I went to the doctor on Sunday. Was talking to my boss. She recommended that I didn't come in on Monday. We're recording on a Tuesday. I went into work today, and after 20 minutes, one person saw me and they sent me home. So, yeah, that's me. I've been playing a little bit of League. I've been playing on my Surf a lot, playing top lane. That game's that role's fun, despite some cancer matchups sometimes.
Yeah,
because of the alcove.
Because of the alcove that I've not personally used once, but yeah, the new item's kind of ridiculous. It's kind of insane that you get it just all the time if no one's around.
Yeah.
That's why it's stupid. Just,
maybe turrets should disable it. Good. I don't know.
I think it should just have like a like cooldown from when it can be activated.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like if you like hit an enemy champion, you get the stats for a little bit, but then they go away and then like you have to wait 30, 40 seconds to get it again or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're talking about Sanguine Blade, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, sorry, Sanguine Blade.
Yes.
Something different. Something different is definitely the way to go. But
because currently, any character that builds AD pretty much gets Sanguine Blade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I've also been playing a lot of PUBG. I forgot to mention.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I saw you guys were streaming a little bit. This is a while ago, though, I suppose.
Yeah, we had one night with the boys, yeah. I think, when it was Kevin, Aiden, Alex, and I.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, Let's get into the show. How do we do this now? Let's talk about the news. Hey, there's been a new champion. How are we going to do this? Aphelios sounds good.
Aphelios,
yeah.
Okay.
I think Aphelios.
Aphelios sounds right. So Jesus, are we? He's got a lot of stuff. He's complicated.
He's most complex character in the game for sure.
Yeah, I think the only character more complex in a MOBA is Invoker from Dota.
Yep.
But that's just because that character is like a fucking mechanical, I don't know, dream character. So he's got different guns. All right, so he's already super cool. He's got 5 different guns. They all do different things. They affect his auto attack. He changes them with his W. His passive is just he has 5 guns, right?
Well, so
I don't know what his
the best way to explain
is.
It is he has 5 guns that all do different things.
Yeah.
Before we like to preface all this, he only has his Q, which is like a different ability based on what gun he has. his W, which is switching to his offhand gun, because he always has two guns. One is his main gun, one is his offhand gun, and he can switch between them. And then he has R, which is like an ultimate ability that's augmented by his main gun. So he doesn't have any E, and his W kind of isn't really an ability because it's just switching weapons.
Yeah.
So he's like a two-ability character that has five different guns that are all have different Qs, all have different Rs that are augmented, and are their basic attacks all do different things, and they're all augmented. All the basic attacks are augmented by the secondary gun that you have.
Yeah. So super unique, basically at every single point in the game, in every single game that you play, it's going to be a little different. They all have ammo, and they all expend ammo on auto attack and ability usage. And instead of actually leveling up his abilities, he levels up stats, a very Dota-esque thing. So every level, he gets additional attack damage, attack speed, and bonus armor pin, which has me a little worried. That sounds quite strong.
Sounds pretty good.
He seems very adaptable, I think, is the main
thing. Yeah, yeah. So, should we go through the guns real quick?
Just like the basic parts of them,
I think. Yeah, I think so too. His first gun is Calibrum. It's a poke harass weapon. The Q is you fire a skill shot on the first unit, marks them, and the ult is he attacks all marked enemies. They deal, the marks are higher damage when consumed. His next one is Severum, the scythe pistol. Calibrum, the rifle. Kind of a boring name. Severum, the scythe pistol. It's a sustain weapon. You rapidly fire your main hand and offhand weapon with your Q. Prioritizes champion. And his ult is, it gives him a flat heal. So I guess that's going to be kind of nuts. His third gun is Gravitum the Cannon. It's a utility weapon. Applies a decaying slow. It damages and roots all enemies on the map affected by Gravitum slow. And it doesn't use the offhand weapon. That's his Q. And then his ultimate is the follow-up attacks apply a massively increased slow. So good for chasing. His fourth weapon, Infernum, the flamethrower, is an AoE wave clear weapon. Its Q is... it spouts a wave of flame. Any basic attacks... you basic attack all enemies hit with your offhand weapon. And then his ultimate is the follow-up attacks create damage circles around enemies hit instead of cones behind them. So changing the AoE damage on the flamethrower. And then Crescendum the Chakram, a close-range DPS weapon that behaves like a boomerang. You can't basic attack while the boomerang is away, but you don't have a timer. Your auto attack resets as soon as it gets back. So attack speed kind of scales pretty well with it, as the travel speed will decrease or increase, I suppose. And it can come back to you. The Q, you deploy a turret that shoots the nearest target with your offhand weapon. Excuse me, what? In his ultimate, if
you summon a little guy and you hand him your extra gun.
Yeah. His Q is, or his ultimate is, if your ult hits fewer than three enemies, the follow-up attacks will still increase the damage of Crescendum's basic attacks. What? Can someone explain this to me?
No.
Crescendum ultimate.
If Moonlight Vigil hits fewer than three enemies, its follow-up attacks will still increase the damage of Crescendum's basic attacks as if... So does that mean that if you miss it, it doesn't matter? Is that what it's saying?
That's what it reads like. It reads like if you hit less than three enemies, you hit three enemies.
Oh, so it means like there's a minimum. So if you hit five, it's like crazy.
Oh, okay. But if you hit
three... But like no matter what, it counts as if you hit three.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, okay.
All right, sweet. And then he's got a custom HUD that explains what his passive does. And it says the tooltip is as long as this article. And I kind of love that. It'll show your main hand and the remaining ammo, your offhand and the remaining ammo. And then obviously your summoner spells and ultimate indicators. And then your next weapon as well. So looks pretty sweet. What do we think?
I think it's cool as fuck that you're making a character that is impossible to play for the majority of players.
I think so too. I guess
even like us, weird. I feel like none of us can will be able to play him to the highest level.
Oh, absolutely!
I guarantee you that.
Absolutely. This champion's gonna have like a 30% win rate, by like base, and then a like 50% by mains. It's gonna be nuts.
I'm excited as fuck though. I think it's so cool.
Yeah,
man.
I think so. As well.
I think that they're. I'm worried that they're gonna overtune his numbers so that more people can play him. And that those who are actually good at him and know what they're doing, it's going to be obscene.
Yeah, probably. I hope they're extra careful. I hope they're extra careful with Aphelios. I do think it's very funny that everyone was finally like content with certainly to you not making characters, and then he did this.
It is like his like final thing, you know what I mean?
His fourth,
you know what I mean? It's like his send off. Yeah. Like honestly though, like did you see all the posts on Reddit about like him and like his design? Like so as a designer, he's someone who pushes boundaries, right? Like he creates something, he tries to push it as far as he can, it gets reeled back. And like there were some examples in the comments about like previously designed characters that got reeled back. What was one of them? It was something like. One of his character, Akali was going to be able to ride on Nami's wave.
Whoa, that's super cool.
Like shit like that, right? Where it's just like shit where it's like, he just throws shit out, right? And see if it will work. So the two things that came out about this was, the one that came out earlier was that Aphelios was originally going to have 25 guns instead of 5. but they like changed that. And the other one is, it's like a long Twitter thread from a guy at Riot. It goes by just Novalis.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I'll actually just read all the tweets out because I feel like it's worthwhile. Because it shows you the design philosophy of someone who like wants to push boundaries. So he says, fun fact: while Aphelios was in development, certainly T mentioned to the playtest team that he wanted Aphelios's power level to change based on the phase of the moon in real life. And he said, to this day, I still don't know if he was being serious. He said, paraphrasing what he said, I want players to go outside and see that it's a full moon and run back home to play a league. My response was, but what if it's cloudy or smoggy? and he said, also, I didn't do this quote justice. There was also the, and I quote, I want Riot Games to copyright the moon. one of his coworkers was there and like heard. And he said, just so we're clear, since I'm getting quoted / DM by people saying mean things about Certainly T, that tweet isn't to signify... that he thinks of insane ideas that can never exist, but rather to showcase his innovation. From Akali surfing Nami waves to Aphelios' power level. I just feel like it's fucking cool that someone wants to just, like, go for shit like that. Like, whether or not it's, like, actually viable for the game, it's super cool.
And I think that's definitely, like, a good thing to have on the champion design team, as long as you have the opposite of that, where it's someone who... is like real good at the game and is like, yeah, it's a little broken, right? Like certainly T can be there throwing out these crazy ideas and like, but what if they did this? What if he did this? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then this other person just like, okay, wait a minute. Wait, so she's stealth from everything and turrets don't hit her. And there's not, that's a little bit too big.
See, I don't know. I think that's a job for the champion like balance team and not for the champion design team. I feel like the design team should just be like, LSD'd up out of their goddamn minds, just coming up with the coolest stuff.
Yeah, like think of it this way. So yeah, he has had stuff that's been like completely not balanced for the game, but like his ideas are the reason why we have Thresh, who I think there was another thread a couple days ago saying like Thresh for like every designer at Riot right now is like the benchmark for what you want to hit as support. Like someone who's like that much fun to play, that like innovative, that can play that much playmaking potential and stuff like that. I feel like it's super cool, man.
No, I mean I think we are kind of like on the reverse anti certainly T circle jerk, where it's like, no, we want more certainly T champs. Like they're super frustrating to play against sometimes, but he also like completely changes how the game is played with the champions that he releases.
Mm-hmm.
Like what Yasuo, Zyra, Darius, I don't know, like, these champions are super impactful, and I hope there are more certainly T champions like in the future. This is probably the last one, but
yeah, he's working on like research and development for like another game, which maybe it's a game where he can actually like push those things further, right? Like who knows?
Yeah.
A lot of people in the comments, I think we're starting to see a little bit of like a counter circle jerk to like the fuck certainly T thing, where there's a lot of people saying like, man, give this guy like a single player game where he could just make a mechanic that just fucking blows people's minds, right? There were people who were comparing him to like Kojima, right? With like visionaries like ideas.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me a lot of also what I've heard about like Jonathan Blow games as well.
Yeah. Guys a little bit out there.
Sorry, what were you gonna say?
You have to be though, I think, to come up with good ideas.
I think so too.
I was gonna say though, his cannon gun, the utility one.
Uh-huh.
I made a comparison though here. So there's the picture of it, and then why is the second one not showing? God damn it. The second one is from Naruto.
Oh, it's because there's an O at the end.
Oh, that's thank you. Edit.
Yeah.
Boom.
That JPEG.
Oh.
Like Obito's orbs.
Okay, yeah.
That's all I can picture, though.
Okay. I suppose so.
I think it's sick, though.
Yeah.
I guess we can continue this discussion in like a couple minutes when we get to like our bi-weekly, but
sure.
I think he's cool, man.
Yeah, I think so, too. He looks like one of the most interesting characters. So, yeah, let's do the five starries. So you guys want to read these?
Before we do that, Nick, there's something that we need to do every week.
Oh, true.
That's announced our new Patreon.
Your new patron. Sorry.
Yeah.
We have Coca-Cola, who is a new Patreon. A new patron, not a new Patreon. Thank you.
Surprisingly not related to Kakoma.
Or Coca-Cola.
None of those things.
I thought we had the Coca-Cola money now.
No, we don't have any of that. We have like the RC Cola money.
Okay, to be fair, RC Cola every once in a while, great. I need that weight.
And with that wonderful review, let's move into our five-star review.
Yeah.
From Sean's World EUW, and the title of it is Buffed Singed. And he says, help me climb from iron, whelp, to silver in season 9.
Nice.
A good group of lads who know what they're doing and manage to keep the show feeling fresh and interesting. Thank you very much. That's a huge climb. That's fucking massive.
That is huge, yeah. Also, I think Conqueror Singe is a little OP right now.
Yeah.
So play that. Colton, you want to get the next one? I feel like you'd appreciate this.
This next review is entitled Bees. From Sam Rocks, 123456. According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway because bees don't care what humans think is possible. Yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black. Ooh, black and yellow. Let's shake it up a little. Barry, breakfast is ready. Coming. Hang on a second. Hello? Barry? Adam? Can you believe this is happening? I can't. I'll pick you up. Looking sharp, use the stairs. Your father paid good money for those. Sorry, I'm excited. Here's the graduate. We're very proud of you, son. A perfect report card. All B's. Very proud. Ma, I got a thing going here. You got lint on your fuzz. Ow, that's me. Wave to us. We'll be in row 118,000. Bye, Barry. I told you, stop flying in the house. Hey, Adam. Hey, Barry.
So, did you hear Jerry Seinfeld's voice in Colton there, or was it just because, like, you know that's who says
it's
it.
Because you know,
and I
right?
heard I feel like I heard some Jerry Seinfeld coming out of Colton's voice.
Yeah, maybe Colton, how's your Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Oh, not I am not familiar enough with Jerry Seinfeld's voice to be able to actually do an impression of it intentionally.
And what's the deal? Oh, that was a little Cosby. Sorry.
Yikes.
Also, two things. One, so he spelt coming wrong. Does that mean he typed this out, or did like where he copy pasted it was wrong? Because there's no way he like copy pasted it and then changed that to the wrong letter, right?
Oh no, he types the whole thing out because I remember I corrected one of the typos.
Oh my lord! Oh, okay. He typed. Oh Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Sam.
And number two, I think people are abusing our section.
I don't think so. I think this is what it should be for.
You know, this would be fine. You know, if this gives like 100 reviews, go ahead. Fucking get your little group together. You could all post, like, how many words is this? Like, 50 words of, like, the B-movie script? Just do it. Give us, like, make us read 500 pages of B-movie script.
And then super cut it together. And then you'll have Lee Cass Reed's Colton Reed's the B movie script.
That's fine. If we get 500 reviews out of this, go for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Well, let's make this a stretch goal on Patreon.
Well,
at a certain point, Colton will read the entire script of B-Movie for you guys.
Why would they donate if they can just review for
free? Yeah, exactly.
True. Exactly. It's going to be slower, and you're going to have to aggregate all of the clips from episodes.
It's also going to be faster as well, like because you're reading everyone's like at the same time instead of like no spaces, no pauses.
That's fair.
Interesting.
Anyways, if you want to leave us the second part of the B-movie script, go to any place where you can leave reviews and then write LeagueCast Podcast 5 stars. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into the bi-weekly. So champion difficulty in League. I think the best way to start about this is, should there be characters designed for not everyone to play?
This discussion obviously taking place because Philios is almost certainly going to be a character that I would say, even like definitely us, we can't play him to the highest level, meaning probably most players in the game can't play him to the highest level.
Probably. I'm very excited to see what good a Philios play looks like.
Yeah, I feel like it's just one of those that like it's going to take 30 plus games to really figure it out. And even then, like, even to get into like the top 10%, right?
Well, it's like one of those things. It's like you're not practicing you have to play a lot of games to practice every part of his kit, right? Because it's kind of like why pro teams are bad at doing Baron play, right? Because they practice early game a lot. You don't always get yourself into like an even position late game for like Baron plays, right? So a lot of teams are bad at that. So it's like similar with this. Like if you're playing Aatrox, we think Aatrox is one of the harder characters to pick up. Meaning like if you pick up Malphite, you understand how to play Malphite by the end of one game, right? If you learn how to play Aatrox, you understand how to do his like basic Q combo after like 5 games, right? That's a huge difference. This character, you're going to understand how to maybe use one of his guns after one game of using that gun a lot, like for like a little bit, but you have to like cycle through all your guns so you don't get to practice everything. So you're going to have to play probably like 5 to 10 times the amount of games to understand even just like how his basic guns function together, I think.
Definitely it's going to take a lot more time. I think that he's definitely going to be able to like be figured out by a lot of players and be playable and decent, but in a similar way that like I think most characters in the game, right, like cannot be played optimally by most people, you can still operate them fine, right? Like I think Qiyana is one of those. I think there's a lot of characters that I think it's like, okay, well, there's only a very small amount of people that are actually like using everything that this character has, but you don't need to use everything they have in order to be successful with them.
So I wanted to say, are we overestimating how difficult Aphelios is? Like,
I don't think so. Just based on like basic,
I don't think so.
All the playtesters said like pretty well. The general consensus for all the playtesters was this is the hardest character I've ever played in this game. I want to play more.
Okay, sweet.
That's where it starts coming from, right? Not because people are just looking at it. Just from like playtesting, people are like, this character might be too hard to release.
Oh, okay. Well, so the only reason I even asked that is like he's got Q and R, and then his guns do stuff for autos. That doesn't seem too difficult to get a grasp on, but I guess once you start to think about like the interactions between, okay, my Q uses my main hand and my offhand weapon. What does my offhand weapon do? And then it starts to get like confusing from there because all the unique interactions. But like, I think it's fine for them to release a character that's too hard for a lot of the player base. Otherwise, we get more champions like Garen, you know, who is fun every once in a while and mostly when he's busted, but is not a champion that I personally would like to play, you know, 500 games on, because I feel like the dynamic there is very binary, where you press your abilities when they're up and not, you know, in a meaningful, I don't know, fashion, I suppose. Yeah.
I think it's fucking cool, though.
I think so as well.
I think probably the ammo and the switch cooldown is probably going to be the biggest difficulty to master. Is like maybe switching early, even if you haven't run out of ammo, so that you can have a different gun later And I think that's really the big thing, is that it's like, okay, well, knowing what your gun does and, you know, how to use that, I don't think it's going to be crazy difficult. I think the harder part's going to be like, all right, I know Dragon is spawning in a minute, and I have two guns that I don't want for Dragon fight. How do I get there?
Yeah. I have my utility gun and my fucking boomerang.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited for, like, all of the lore implications as well for, like, Diana, how he relates to her. That'll be pretty sweet.
Do you think that they should continue to release characters like this? I feel like for their own sake, they shouldn't, right? I feel like characters like this, no one's going to... Very few people are going to main them because they're too hard. You know what I mean? Therefore, less people will buy skins because they're less mains. But I think for the game's sake, I think it's super sick.
So... I'm on board with it, for sure. I just, like, it's one of those that I hate it when there's only one, but I'm fine with it if there were many. Like, if there was, like, eight champions that worked like this, that were, like, very, very hard to play, a whole lot of strange, complicated mechanics, I'd be like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, that's a class of champions that you can spend a lot of time to dedicate to and master, but, like, there's not really that, and I think a lot of the real simple characters they've been reworking to put everyone more into, like, a less of, like, a distribution curve, as more of, like, just a flat brick of, like, there's some little bit harder champions and a little bit easier champions, but for the most part they're all towards the middle, as opposed to, like, some real, real simple and some really, really complicated.
Who's the next hardest character in the game mechanically? Of course, like, there's characters like Anivia where it's like, well, you have to know how to do, like, these combos, whatever. But I don't think she's, like, mechanically the hardest character in the game. Who do you think are, like, the hardest? Because the one that I go to are Irelia, Akali, and Ryze is the three mechanically hardest characters.
I think I would replace Ryze with Riven.
Okay, yeah, Riven's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
I think Riven. I think you could put Yasuo up in there.
Are we talking about to play it, like, the highest level?
Yeah, to play it, like, it's the skill ceiling of the character.
Okay, then I would include, like, a champion like GP then as well.
Okay, yeah, I think GP's actually a really good one. I feel like a lot of pro players can't play GP at the level like he should be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, because you could play GP and hit, like, double barrel every time and be sort of effective, but to get, like, the one chain, I guess, where you shoot one and then place another one down instantly, like, to explode that one. And it's basically, like, there's no counterplay. And it entirely changes the character. He's so much better if you can do that.
I think GP's a really good example, yeah.
I'd say Cassiopeia, probably one to consider. Syndra.
Aurelion Sol.
Aurelion, yeah.
I think Aurelion's different, though. I feel like maybe not. I don't know. I feel like there's not much to, especially with the new character. I feel like old Aurelion was harder, personally.
I think old Aurelion was too, but their intent was to make the new one easier.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe that's not a good direction, then, if they're releasing this character.
That's fair, yeah.
But you know what I mean? I feel like there's a huge jump between those characters and this character, at least, based on what we currently see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested, though, man.
Excited to have this conversation probably again after playing him.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's really hard for me to think and believe that it's going to be actually that difficult. Like, I think it'll be very deep amount of character-specific knowledge you'll have to learn, and it'll take a while to get used to it. But I can't imagine it being, like, actually that hard, where if I put in, like, 20, 25 games, I'd be like, you know what? I really can't figure this guy out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like reaching that, like, ceiling is going to be, like, hard.
For sure. Nice. Oh, did we mention Azir for difficult champions?
No.
We hadn't, but he's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's interesting.
Nice. All right. So let's do a roundtable then.
Hell yeah! So last week's question was, what change would you make for League of Legends for season 10? Nick, do you have one to add in here?
I do. I think the alcoves should have alcoves,
like a little mini little alcove, like a little nipple.
Yeah, just like a one champion. You know, one champion can go back here, and then it's in use.
I want to just like push, like I want like you get a full push team and you just like push the enemy in the corner.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's it's sick.
A little, like a little
you
baby
get
cage.
You alcove and you just block it off with a Nivea wall. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's a fun game mode to make. Like you get like five characters that either have walls or pushes, and then you have to get a character like into like a goalpost, like an enemy character.
Oh, like champion soccer?
Yeah, like Timo kind soccer? Of. That'd be so oh much fun, God. I think. Or it'd be really not fun at all.
I'm imagining that would be like a I'm imagining scuttle racing right now when you're talking about
oh,
that.
Oh, true.
Aiden.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it but should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scuttle racing, but you're trying to score it. Yeah.
They try to run away and shit. They're like using their abilities to get away. It'd be sick, actually. Yeah. Anyways.
You have five characters on one team and one on the other. It's like, if you can get them into the goalpost, you win. If they can avoid being knocked into the goalpost for 5 minutes, they win.
Yeah. I miss all those like fun game modes that people used to make in customs, like Find the Shaco, like stuff like that. Like, there's like lots of cool shit. Anyways, answers from our Facebook page. Connor said, make some actual events again, spending 1820 RP for a dumb pass and a couple of missions for knockoff currency to RNG on event orbs is dumb. I think people are getting burnt out on it. I do think they're improving them, though. So we got confirmation that the next couple events are all going to have the gemstones and stuff.
Ooh,
so
nice.
That's kind of cool that they're like actually making it more worthwhile, which is cool. Eric said, give my boy Teemo some more mobility. Yeah. Teemo's kind of like a weird character. He says, for real though, haven't played since forever. Him since forever. Since like season 3. Yeah. Fuck Teemo, man. Teemo's kind of shit. He's also like annoying. So I feel like if you gave more mobility, you'd have to like tone back other things. So I don't know. Ray said, I would add a request ward ping. Maybe like a green version of the warded ping. Also add a timer to enemy sums if you click on them in your tab screen. I'm not sure about the like the timer on the summoners, but I do really like the request ward. Like, hey, can someone ward this? Like, I feel like this is a good spot to ward. That would be a sick ping to have.
I think that'd be pretty cool. I think the pinging someone summoner spell, it'd be like, it'd have to be that if you clicked it, it hit the timer for what the full cooldown is. So like, if I hit it right as you flashed, it's correct. If I hit it a minute after you flashed, it's going to be a minute off.
Yeah, that's fair. Our very own Christopher Puner said, bring back the lore, like the first lore. No, we don't need that. Robbie said, something else to spend blue essence on or have an actual purpose for clubs. Well, let me, hey, Robbie, the blue essence Emporium stuff, buddy. Good timing. So just go there and spend it on chromas. From our actual Discord, though, Kingpin said, improve MR itemization. I feel like that's one of the biggest things I should do to the game. Speedy Spikes, this was like a huge requested thing on our Discord, said, introduce voice comms for all games, not just people in your party. It's almost 2020. We can handle it / mute all to another level. I feel like adding voice comms to ranked would be absolutely fine, personally.
Yeah, I think so as well.
It's yeah.
It should just happen.
It should just happen. It's the reality, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this week's question is, who is the champion who is most likely to accidentally commit tax fraud?
I like how it's accidentally commit tax fraud, because that's a totally different answer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no.
God, that's really tough, because like, I feel like it would probably be a real dumb character, because I think most characters that are smart would know that they were doing it.
Mine's
like, obviously Pizza Girl Sivir would intentionally not declare her tips.
True. Okay.
And
yeah.
Sivir is a known very greedy individual.
That's very
no
true.
No way, Pizza Girl Sivir is reporting her tips on her taxes, but she's doing that on purpose.
Well, mine's Gang Bank Plank Plank, Mr. Plank to you guys. He just brings in the money, dude. He like just doesn't even like think about it, man.
I'm gonna say Bard. Yeah, when you're collecting chimes, they've got to be worth something.
Different customs too.
Yeah,
you know,
pay your taxes on that. You're a foreign business.
Oh man, this is tough. I'm gonna go with Pike.
Pike. Oh,
Because they just keep changing the way his income works.
Oh, true.
He's very confused about the whole thing.
He doesn't know what bracket he's falling into now.
Ooh.
He doesn't know when he gives somebody a gold off of his ult, is that capital gains or is he 99 contract or what's happening?
Is that deductible?
Yeah. Alternatively.
Are his lethality items deductible?
Ezreal, because of Klepto? Is he declaring those gifts?
Klepto's not in the game anymore.
Oh, true. I forgot he's not in the game. That.
But plus, Ezreal would totally be doing that on purpose.
True.
Ezreal's 100% doing fraud on purpose.
So if you want to let us know which champion you think is the most likely to accidentally commit tax fraud, hit us up on our Facebook page. Send us an email, mail@leakcastpodcast.com, or come into our roundtable section or into our Discord and post in our roundtable section. Thank you.
All right. And on to mail fight.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Can I read the second one?
Go for it.
Looks like a lot of words.
Yeah. All right. So this first one is from Butt Stuff. It says, "Dear Doctors League Cast, after watching Rise do so much in Worlds, it was me thinking that I wanted to give him a try again. After a few games of borderline inting because I suck with Rise, it had me thinking. Rise is kind of in a weird spot. Shooters like me leave him with an awful win rate in gold and below, and yet pros seem to abuse him and make him look like the most overpowered champion in the game. Now I have zero idea how to fix this, fix the fact that he's OP in pro play, and honestly, my idea might make him even more busted, but try not to focus on that. My idea to make him better at low levels without just jamming his numbers to the moon is make him a jungler. Reason one. We need more AP junglers. As an archetype, we don't have traditional mage junglers. Yeah, Karthus, but he's so alt-centered he doesn't play like a normal jungler. Reason 2 would give silver players a way to use his ult. Most people at my elo cast Rise ult less times than they put points into it, but give that ult to a jungle, and even a bronze player can figure out ult behind them for a gank. Reason 3, Rise can do AoE camps, which is still the only camps that matter. Overall, maybe making him a little tankier, increasing brute duration and taking away some dueling power, maybe tossing a little bonus damage to large monsters on the E or something. I know a little while ago Rise Jungle was something of a flash in the pan for solo queue, and I really liked it for the couple of games I tried it. Yours truly, Butt Stuff."
That's not a bad idea. But
I'd be okay with Rise in the jungle. Yeah.
Sounds good.
My only problem with that is that what an easy, like, archetype for a game. Like, a true, like, caster mage, right? Do we have a single other, like, true, like, I conjure magic and cast shit? And I guess Veigar's kind of like that. But, like, that seems like such an easy archetype for, like, a 150 character game. And there's, like, one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there are
many. And I feel like him not being in the mid lane mage role is so weird to me.
Yeah.
Certainly not many that are outside of the mid lane role.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, though, that definitely making him a jungler and, like, turning him still into, like, more of that tanky mage, maybe making his kit a little bit more utility-focused would be an interesting direction to go with him. And I think you could also, if you want to, try and, like, push that lore-wise along the lines of, like, right, he has the rune magic, so that's, I think, you can, like, play that into, like, nature a little bit. Like, I don't think that's a far leap to go through. But I don't know. Definitely an interesting idea, though.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Butt Stuff. Next, the email's from Caleb. He says, "Hey, all, chogathulations on the successful launch of the new Patreon. And thank you all for the time you've put into your community. Also, sorry I've been asking so many questions. But I have one for the show. I watch a ton of League streamers, be it Yasuo or Shifter. But every time I watch, I hear a ton of complaints about the other people's misplays in League. I'm currently in Silver. There's a ton of int. But I know how to play around the int to win games. What do you think about the idea that it isn't fair to rage at a teammate when you yourself could have anticipated their int and compensated for it? I realize this is unrealistic some of the time, but I think there is something to be said for the ability to see your teams failing and try to fill in that gap. Also, sorry I forgot this, but fuck you, me, Caleb." I think that's a very healthy way to approach the game.
Yeah. Overall, it's like sick, super sick. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people can't do that, though, is the main problem.
Yeah.
Definitely. Also, he mentioned Shifter. Did you guys see the long... sorry, not... Shifter is not who I was thinking. I was thinking of the long post from Poe Belter.
Oh, Poe Belter, yes.
But, like, the other NA mid, Aiden. You can see how I got that confused.
Hey, we got Golden Glue, dude. 1 out of 10.
True.
Yeah. Do you guys see that post? Did you want to talk about it at all?
I think we'll talk about it, like, when we do more roster stuff, if we want to write it down.
Yeah, sure. That being said, I guess I'll move on to the next email, which is from Calvin. Let me scroll back up to the top. Hi there, LeagueCast. Heard about the Hooney 2.3 mil deal on your podcast, and your discussion reminded me of something I read recently. As a bilingual person, I am able to read up stuff people post on Chinese forums, kind of like a Chinese version of Quora or Reddit, and one post talked about what LCS lacks compared to other regions. Here's the rough translation of some of the points mentioned in the article. As of last year, 4 out of 10 top laners in LCS are from Korea, and they all adopt a similar playstyle of one quarter split pushing towards mid to late game, or sorry, style of 1-4 split pushing towards mid to late game. Everyone just farm up and wait for the big fight 25 to 30 minutes in, and whoever comes up on top after the team fight just takes the game. No pressuring objectives, no forcing skirmishes, and force kills. Another comment, if Cloud9 didn't stay true to their aggro playstyle, the Bloody Index, which is the team-wide kill plus death number, would be the lowest amongst major regions. LCS at 0.68, LCK at 0.64, LPL at 0.82, and LEC at 0.86, the highest of them all. Next comment, the adverse and stagnant domestic competitive environment ensured a destined failure lying ahead of Team Liquid. Despite their dominance within LCS, there is not one team in the LCS that utilizes mid-jungle roaming playstyle, and thus no matter how well you do in the domestic games, they are not really gaining much knowledge, especially knowledge that would have they would have needed when going against IG or Griffin. On to the next one. On the contrary, LPL now consists of 16 teams and each have a distinctive playstyle. They might not be experiencing such domestic success, but they all stay true to their niche regardless. When it comes to G2 being able to utilize a champion like Pyke in almost any position, there is actually a team in the LPL that had done something similar during the regular season. The team named V5 is domestically known for pick-ban strategy similar to G2, and the team actually played Pyke as an AD carry against FPX and won, game 2 of their best of 3. So for FPX, G2 is just a much better version of V5, and they even had a failing experience against unorthodox pick-ban strategies. So TLDR is that the LCS teams all play a much similar style, and therefore the domestic competition doesn't really help them develop adaptive strategies against a variety of styles that is sure to be seen at Worlds. Do you guys think that argument is valid? Furthermore, would you think that the NA teams should look into LPL imports over LCK players to introduce a new perspective towards the game, or would LPL imports be pigeonholed into the NA playstyle? Sorry for the omega long email, but I thought the take in the article was rather interesting, and it might spark some interesting discussion. Thanks for the great content, as always, and have a great podcast. Best, Calvin.
Yeah, I mean, I think those arguments are pretty valid, honestly. Like, with only 10 teams and only, well, I guess 6 of them make playoffs, but it doesn't feel like there's a lot of room for variation in style. You got to go with what works and win as many series as you can. And that
also, it's best of one, which is a huge difference. Like,
oh, it is still best of one. True.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think that. Like, LPL and Korea have best of obviously, yeah, Europe also is best of one, but like, you can't spend time trying to innovate when you're only playing 18 games in a season. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you can, because you need to like do well like internationally.
But then you drop some games, unfortunately.
Domestically, yeah. Your domestic progress suffers because of that. So it's a weird thing, man. I think best of ones are such a bad thing for the scene, but you also can't blame Riot because they get way more viewership with best of ones than best of threes.
Yeah, the thing is, like, they don't give a shit how NA does at Worlds. Like, I'm sure they would like for them to do well, but at the end of the day, people are gonna watch the Worlds for the best league, and that's not really gonna, like, I don't know, change anything.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a weird situation,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Thank you, Calvin. Next email is from Gray Skull. Hey guys, Gray Skull here. Love the podcast. Seriously, some of the most enjoyable content in the form of podcasts. My favorite sounds in League would probably be a tie between two. Getting 5 sacks of Darius passive, hearing the gong, and watching the enemy jungler regret ganking while I dunk his top laner and get my sights on them. Or Warwick's movements while in blood hunt mode, where he's on all fours and running after wounded enemies. Also the ominous music that haunts that haunts said enemies. Bonus, sounds I dislike. Darius's God King sound. His ultimate sounds like a cheetah roar rather than a wolf. I disapprove. I also have a question. What skin line would you like to see expanded to other champions? I love Noxious. I hope I spelled that right. You did. Poppy, and think they should do the rest of the Yordles as well as little Noxions. Some potential for sure. Thank you guys for doing such a great job with the podcast. You're one of my favorites. Cheers. Love, Great Skull. I think we've talked about this before, but not recently. So are there any skin lines? I think Coven is probably my number one. I think that skin line is super cool. And a bunch of champions could get there, you know, pretty well.
Yeah, there's a lot of like real good skin lines. I think all of the Papercraft skins have been fantastic, so I'd be down for more Papercraft skins.
I like honestly, like I like the one-off skin lines. Like I feel like a lot of those could be expanded. Like you mentioned Poppy with her Noxus Poppy. I feel like she has two other good ones. I feel like Scarlet Hammer is a cool skin line that other people could be like that. Like Jarvan's what's that Jarvan skin? The one that he's like kind of red and he has like
Warring Kingdoms.
Is it Warring Kingdoms? Jarvan skins.
Yeah,
he has a skin that's what you're thinking of.
It might be Warring Kingdoms. It's either Warring Kingdoms or it's Dragon Slayer. That's I can't like, watch what they look like in game. But they look like they could be
Dynasty Warrior characters, right?
Yeah, it looks like it could be a Scarlet Hammer skin, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, true,
I guess
yeah.
Hammer like is in the name, but like you know what I mean? Or like Battle Regalia like, Poppy.
Yeah.
Like those are all one off skins that could easily be like skin lines. Like a super cool like armor set for a bunch of characters being like Battle Regalia skins. Like that's sick.
Yeah. How about you, Colton? Did you mention one?
Yeah, I said Papercraft.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think there's a lot of potential good ones. I think we were joking around the other night. I was asking Aiden which Nunu skin to pick.
Oh.
And he said, baby. So let's make a baby skin line where it's just a character, but like as a kid or a baby.
True.
Pick baby Nunu.
They did that.
Play baby.
They did that for Invoker and Dota. They just made him a child.
Hell yeah.
Perfect.
Nice. Thank you, Grayskull.
So, next email is from Gargrith. Hey guys, I decided to send another email to the best League podcast around. I've got two questions for you this week. First, my boyfriend has literally just started playing PC games and he said that he wants to try League because of how much I enjoy it. So, how do I keep him engaged in the game and not rage quit? He's got the mindset that the game is brainless and you just go in and smash your face against the keyboard, then run back out and wait for your skills to come back up. He doesn't quite grasp the concept of combos and outsmarting the enemy team. How do I get this to click for him? The other question has to do with Ivern's candy skin. I actually really like the skin and think more champions should be food-based. So which champion would you want to have a skin like this, and what food would they be made of? Bonus points for pun names similar to Meowkai. Anyways, thanks for the great podcast, and hopefully you can help me pass on the passion of League onto another person. How would you guys get somebody into League and keep them engaged?
I honestly think the best way is to show them the character list and, I don't know, see if there are any characters that interest them. Because that's...
Yeah, there's a lot.
That's kind of what got me into it, is like looking at all the characters and abilities and... kind of seeing which ones I think were coolest. I remember like Katarina standing out to me. Like she sounded so cool.
Or looking at their stats bars.
Yeah.
Ramus, maxed out
Ramus
defense.
Ramus is OP. but
yeah, I think that's a good go-to first thing. Also like just explaining like basic things. Like even if you like, if say if like you do think like, or he... First of all, he's just getting into PC gaming, so probably the reality is he's not going to be that good at it, which can be frustrating if you're losing a lot, especially when you do have the mindset of like it being an easy game that you just go smash your like face into the keyboard. So maybe like try to show them some characters like what they can do. Like Katarina is a cool example. Like she can like jump around. She has all these things. Or even like the more basic approach is show them someone like Malphite, right? Where you do have a combo, right? When all these buttons are up, you press them in this order and you kill someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like just in general, like the non-league approach to that is that it's someone who loves you, so they probably will just appreciate playing stuff with you. Yeah. So you'll probably be fine regardless. but yeah, that's my approach at least.
Yeah. Alternatively, like get them to play some bot games where you actually like gets to shit on a champion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a lot of things, but I think that a lot of like figuring out the combos, outsmarting it, like understanding the game is just going to come with time. So it's really a matter of whether it's finding a fun character or just smashing bot games, like something to tide you through that you will enjoy until you understand the game. Onwards to the candy skin. What other food-based skin lines would you guys want to see?
Twix Switch. Twix Switch.
Ooh.
Okay.
Twix partnership.
Poggers, dude. You got that Twitch money now.
You get it. Oh, you mean you said Twix, right?
Uh huh.
Okay, I said Twitch for a second.
But, I said Twix.
Yeah, I got that now.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to buy a Twix bar to get the skin code.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God. So I have two thoughts.
Wait. Do you guys prefer
Katarina?
Left Twitch or right Twix? Left Twix, right Twix.
I don't get it. Right, oh, like
right.
The bar.
It's definitely right. Right is definitely superior.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that it actually matters.
Sorry, go ahead.
So my two thoughts were Hibachi Grill Draven, where he's got just like spatulas and he's like flying everywhere and he's like catching them and shit. And like when he kills people, I don't know, like I'm trying to like figure it out, but I just think that'd be really funny of like him just throwing spatulas instead.
Alright, so I think a better one would be like Hibachi Ezreal. Because usually you're not trying to catch you're not trying to throw it and also catch it.
True.
You're like yeeting shit around and catching it and like rebalancing it. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. I'm not going to steal your thunder. Go ahead.
You're good. I also think that Lee Sin could definitely have a really funny like chef skin.
Yeah.
With just him in like a big old chef hat and coat and just being like, I think it'd be hilarious if he was a chef. But characters actually made of candy. I could see like a giant rock candy Malphite.
Ooh, good one. His death animation would be so good. He just like explodes into a bunch of candy. Pop Rocks Malphite. You buy Pop Rocks and it just makes a sound dog game.
Oh my God, no.
It's pretty awful.
Do you have any for us?
I just wanted the same approach as Nick with like Twix.
Plus it's so hard to say.
I want Kit Kat Katarina.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, I just love these partnership skins, dude. I just want to buy a candy bar and get a skin.
Ooh, Reese's Ramus.
Reese's Ramus.
Oh my God, is this what's happening?
Not sorry, Ramus.
Oh, Milky Way Aurelian Soul.
Oh, that's good. Okay, wait, now we need some candy bars. Where's your tier list from earlier?
Oh yeah, I literally made a candy bar tier list today, which is really, I think it's accurate.
This is pretty close. Let's see.
Ah, fuck. Oh no.
Hershey Hecarim, is that anything?
is there something there? Are we fine?
Is that something? Can we use this?
That's pretty weak.
Crackle Karma.
Okay.
I don't fucking
100 grand game plank.
Love it.
I think we're out of them. Musketeer's Fiora, though. Like, it doesn't have the rhyme, but, like, that'd be Paul.
That's true, yeah. Oh, I wish there were a champion named Henry. Oh, Henry. Okay. Oh, man. Ooh, Crunch Cho'Gath. Hell yeah.
I was trying to think of a good character to match with Crunch.
It's gotta be Cho'Gath, right?
Cho'Gath's the right one. Yeah.
I think Cho'Gath's a good one, yeah.
All right, last one, stickers. We gotta find a good one.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
None of the S characters work with her.
I feel like Snickers Shaco could be okay.
Ooh, Snickers Syndra? You're not you and you're hungry, and she just throws you a Snickers. Is that the right advertisement?
Yes, that is the Snickers thing.
Cool, cool, cool.
Finally get ourselves a Skittles card. That's
true.
Actually true. All
right, we've dug into this.
We've been corporate shills enough.
Yeah. So thank you so much for the email, Gargareth. Hopefully your boyfriend finds a way to start enjoying League a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
On to the next
one. Next one's from Speedy Spikes. Hey guys, some thoughts and questions for you. Number one, I know the concept of in-houses has been discussed, and one of the main reasons why you guys don't put it on is because of the skill discrepancy that may occur. I really think playing 5v5 is a unique side of the game that not many people get to enjoy outside of Clash, at least. There's collective thought put into a draft, in-game comms, and shot calling, and a sense of team accomplishment. One thought I had to make up for the skill difference is if there would be a significant skill gap in a lane matchup, similar to if people couldn't rank to queue together, such as bronze versus gold or higher, then the higher ranked player would propose three champions that they would want to play, and the lower player gets to pick their preference. This way, the higher player still gets to voice what they want to play, and the lower player can ensure a counterpick slash a lane matchup they feel comfortable with. This probably wouldn't solve all potential issues, but I thought it may be a step towards the much desired league cast in-houses. Thoughts? Second question / possible roundtable. If you could change a family member to a champion, who would it be and how would Thanksgiving dinner be affected? Boy, that'll be a fun question. Let's just do that one first because that means you're getting rid of... All right, hey, get rid of one of your family members.
Easy. Easy to get rid of.
Warren?
No.
Yeah?
Nah, No, I'd get rid of my dad if I...
Well, okay, this is a fun conversation now. Let's just say you added a champion as a family member.
So somebody brings a champion with them to Thanksgiving. Yeah. What champion would I want to be there?
I think Sona.
Mundo.
Ooh, okay, Mundo.
Beefcake.
Beefcake.
Everyone in my family loves the beefcakes. We love big boys.
Okay.
Can I just right. replace my drunk uncle with Greg?
So no change then.
No change. All right. I'm trying to think. I feel like I want Chef Tom Kench at Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that'd be good. Or bad.
Can make us some nice soup. I mean, he's gonna eat everything. There's not gonna be any leftovers, but what's there is gonna be fantastic.
True.
That is true.
I think Sona for the beautiful music.
Well, that's sweet, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I mean, I think your in-house idea could work, but what happens if someone doesn't like adhere to it or doesn't know that rule? And we have to explain that in every... I don't know. It's tough.
I mean, I like the idea. I think the way I would do it to like make it easier would just be like... have it so that whoever's the higher ranked person picks first.
Yeah, that's probably the way
to
do it.
So you always get a counter pick. Like, it's super, like, you used to do champion select in, like in lobby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy.
I think that's the way to do it.
Your top laners pick, the higher ranked picks for a second player can at least counter pick. I feel like that's not a bad way of doing it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you, Speedy Spikes. So,
and on to the next email from Levi. Last week, you guys were talking about the Drakes, and if you don't end the game with Elder, you're an Inter. Well, in one of my games, there were three Elders. By the way, I'm a jungler, and all my lanes lost. Anyway, I got objectives, and we got Cloud Soul buff. On our fourth Drake, in our last team fight, I stole Elder Drake, and we won the first team fight of the game. With all the Drakes I got in the steal, at the end, I realized that Riot found a new way for junglers to solo carry a game. Side story. Have you ever had an anime fight where you 1v1 someone, and it's an up and down and very long fight, and the winner ends up with 1 HP? So my Hecarim and my new Conqueror versus a 400 stack Nasus. It was such a good fight, everyone stopped playing to watch us. And at the end, the new Conqueror is OP and I won with 1 health. Thanks for doing this every week. Keep it up. Ya boy, Levi. I agree. New Conqueror is nutty, and they're going to need to tune that down a bit.
Yeah.
As for objectives and the power of Drakes, so we did misunderstand it a little bit when we were going on it, because the rift changes when the third dragon spawns. So that's 6 minutes early or 5 minutes earlier than we were thinking. Aside from that, yeah, like, if you can keep getting those dragons or stealing them, even if your team is crazy behind, like, those buffs are crazy good.
Yeah, they are. They seem quite nuts.
I also think current jungle is pretty strong right now in the fact that, like, you can 1v9 the game in jungle.
But they reduce the jungle XP. Jungle's ruined.
No, it can't spawn faster. No, but
jungle's ruined, Colton. Right, yeah, ruined the jungle ruined, again. Should there even be a jungler?
I do think, like, it's almost too snowball-y. I feel like people are, like, the honeymoon phase of it right now, where it's like, fuck yeah, man, just crushed out a game, fucking yeah. owned jungle, and now I was up 8 levels the entire game, bro. But then when ranked comes around, they'd be like, they get invaded once, like, they get 4-man invade, and they go, oh, I literally can't come back into the game.
Yeah.
They're gonna be a little bit sad about it, so I feel like it needs to be toned back a little bit, but overall, it's a good direction, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah. Nice. Thank you, Levi. Next one is from Perron's Twitter. Subject, preseason metagame. Message body, do you have any pet peeves? Question, I have a dog. Thanks, Bronze.
I feel like this is like somebody had an AI read all of our emails and then like... try and create an email.
This is the guy who sent the review.
The Google search review?
Yeah, the Google search review. And then he replied on Twitter to something, too, that I thought was fucking hilarious. Like, he's
killing it.
So I don't want to, like, break my arm jerking someone off, but, like, comedy games fucking funny, dude. Hold on, I'll screenshot these tweets.
Okay, yeah, please do.
Like, look at this. So, you know how, like, if you only have, like, however many characters on Twitter, uh-huh. so sometimes the people do, like, 1 out of 2, like, for at the bottom of their tweet, like, saying that there's another tweet?
Yeah.
This is his tweet to us. I'm not sure it's not loading, but you can just click on the image. So it's, like, a long, like, tweet. And then at the bottom, he does 1 out of 2. And then it's just the last letter of the second. I think that's fucking hilarious,
no, that's
dude.
Amazing.
Like, that's comedy, man.
Yeah.
And then I responded, just thought I'd let you know that adding the G as second tweet is comedy gold once again. He responded, I don't need your charity.
wait, his original like tweet is so good too.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
That item is whack as frick. Fairy charm.
I think that's some funny shit.
No, dude. That's super good. Thank you, Brian Sweeter.
So do you guys have any pet peeves?
Yeah, fairy charms OP.
Yeah, it's
no.
I've never just in general yeah. or preseason meta yeah. it has the
You know what? Yeah, let's just do in general. I hate the way people get off planes. Fucking okay.
Yeah.
If someone is sitting in front of you, they have the God-given right to get off the plane before you do. They have to pass on their right. If someone's sitting in front of you,
stand up.
Yeah,
you have
exactly.
to stand up right away.
Don't stand up right away. Hey, don't undo your seatbelt and start messing with the overhead bins while the plane's still moving, fuckhead. What if we crash into the terminal like airplane? You die.
Aiden, any pet peeves for you?
I don't like when people talk with like their mouth full of stuff. I guess it seems so easy not to do. Like, it's one thing if someone, like, asks you a question, and you kind of, like, do, like, the muffle,
yeah.
like, your hand over your mouth, and you go, like, you, like, answer kind of, but just having full-blown conversations, just wait, you don't need to eat that fast.
That's true. I think mine is, like, around planning shit with people, just, like, yeah, I'm good anytime, or, like, eh, I'm fine with anything, and then, like, never actually commenting on like a concrete plan and everything ends up falling through. Like that really irritates me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Like it just sucks when you're like talking to a group of your friends. You're like, okay, cool. Like everyone's free Thursday night, right? And they're like, yeah, cool. It's like, all right, here are like 5 things that I know all of you guys enjoy doing. And they're like, yeah, any of those sounds great. And then like nothing ever happens because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, just not responding anymore at a certain point, you're like, oh, okay, I guess we're not making plans then. Okay.
I also like don't like when people don't respond to stuff, but, like, messages between groups, like trying to plan stuff in general. It's like it makes it hard to plan stuff, I guess, when people don't respond, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. You're flaming me because I was not at my computer or checking Discord. Messages.
You were playing a game of League during one of the messages earlier in the day.
I know, but Aiden, I didn't have my headphones on because I was listening to a podcast. So, like, there was no notification Discord sound. And, like, I'm not looking at my tray for Discord. Like, that was the reason why I noticed it after the fact. And I was like, oh, there's, like, 20 messages in Discord. And it's like, I haven't
better
had my
ignore all of them.
All no, I noticed it. And then I responded to you, like, 2 seconds
ago. Oh, okay. Gotcha. I was dying. I was wondering if Aiden, you were making the connection between...
I thought he was doing it ironically.
Yeah, I thought so too.
But he wasn't.
No, I agree, Colton. It's very frustrating when that happens. And not just
it's
like...
It's frustrating and like...
Yeah.
It's because you can tell when it's... It's not that they like never saw it. It's that you're like halfway through. They've already responded twice and then they disappear. Like that's what gets me like... It really upsets me. If it's like, oh, I texted you and I just don't hear from you for a day. It's like, okay, that's fine. Like... You were doing something or your phone was on silent. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But.
I agree. Yeah.
And that's really cool that you have a dog, dude.
Hell yeah. What kind of dog do you have?
Yeah, tell us. Send Aiden a tweet about what kind of dog
yeah, tweet
you
your
have.
Dog at Aiden.
We're going to move on to the next email from Brooks. Dear LeagueCast, 3 questions. Firstly, what is, in your opinion, the best Ahri skin? Secondly, how viable is Ahri in the current meta? Lastly, can you please explain how Rix Fox is so bad at League? I mean, the man literally had pros on his payroll, and he still couldn't move out of iron. It just makes not one lick of sense. Anyways, keep up the good
Rix
work.
Rix Fox is my favorite League personality. Rix Fox. I don't know. He's too rich to be, like, good at League. You know?
And he's out of iron now, so, like,
yeah.
The further he gets away from the League scene, dude, the better he's going to get.
Frank, are you Brooks? How dare you?
He's learning. He's getting
it is
there.
It's funny,
he's
though. That's the parallel. Funny.
Yeah. All right, so best Ahri skin. I think it has to be between Star Guardian and KDA.
I think it's Popstar.
You think it's Popstar?
I love Popstar Ahri.
Huh. Do you like the sound of her Q?
Yeah, I like it. Like in general, it's like a super sick skin.
She has a lot of good
I think
skins,
the chromos are really shit, though.
I think, yeah, it's either Popstar or Star Guardian.
Academy's sick, too. Academy's also awesome.
True.
Academy's just like she's an anime girl. Yeah. She's kind of an anime girl.
Big ups.
Yeah.
Oh, I've Elderwood's
seen,
sick, too.
I've not seen the new Elderwood one, but I was just thinking that, yeah.
The chrome, look at this chroma. I'm looking at the chroma. The chroma, dude, their chromas like nowadays versus their chromas like.
Oh, absolutely.
Days.
Oh, that one looks
sick.
Their chroma's
so good. Fucking wild. Yeah, their chroma's sick. Or now.
I'm going
to
go with KDA. That's my vote.
KDA is good choice, yeah. I think.
She has a lot of good skins.
Yeah. Definitely. I think Ahri's just a really cool
I think she's. I think she's pretty viable. I think her best build path is probably Glacial Augment. And then you build like the slow items and so you can hit your charm for sure.
Ooh, new Ahri skin? Naruto Ahri. She has 2 more tails. Or she already have 9.
She has
9.
She has 9.
She's 9. Pog. She has the same amount of tails.
Did you need to make her orange or black? Yeah. Aiden, 9-tailed fox, pretty common. 7-tailed fox, not so much.
So I thought it was 9-tailed fox, and then I counted on the picture, right? I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, because I didn't see the 2 behind her. I'm like... It's I think it's 7.
Oh my god.
Not even any more work riot. I thought you had to add 2 more skins and that's why you guys haven't done it yet. But
no, they just have to make a chroma, an orange and black chroma.
Do you think that's hold on, I need to check YouTube.
Oh, 100% there's a custom skin for that.
Naruto Ahri. Wait, there's like a parody. In Naruto in League of Legends. Mike Kai, Naruto, Sasuke, Akatsuki.
Can you link that video?
What? Lee Sin is fucking Mike Kai.
Okay,
yeah,
he is.
I see that.
What the fuck is... Okay, the Gar model's all messed
maybe,
up.
Maybe we all watch this video after the show.
Oh, the Gar one is so bad. Wait, sexy jutsu.
A Shaco Sasuke.
Oh, Ari's the sexy jutsu.
Okay, we'll watch that after. That's sick.
Yes. Do we want to move on to the next email then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Next email is from Shamwausa. And they say, hey guys, Shamwausa's back. Question, if you could make any major skin line like Star Guardian or Project, what would it be? Copyright doesn't matter, so let your Naruto skin line dreams run free. With Zen and Jin getting character skins, I totally want a Marvel skin line. Thoughts? Keep up the great podcast. Well, do we have a YouTube video for you?
I'm still watching. Dude. It's so cool.
I cannot believe that these emails were back to back.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, jeez.
Holy shit.
So if you could make any major skin line, what would it? Oh my god.
I'm going with Naruto. I'm sticking with it.
Naruto skin line would be pretty dope. I feel like you could do probably a My Hero Academia skin line.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there are enough similar characters with, like you could make, what's her name? The invisible one? You could make that for, like, Evelyn. Or just, like, Evelyn and, Toru, like, the... Yeah, Toru. And then, like... I'm trying to think which character would be All Might. Like, who's the burliest, manliest Braum, right? Man?
Munda.
Ooh, All Might Braum? Yes.
All Might Braum.
He just jumps in with a shield. I am here.
It'd be Braum Might, right? Or is it All Braum?
I like in my head canon, Might. Though, like, All Might being Mundo, and he just has a cleaver for some reason.
What if he's just throwing punches? He's carrying
a cleaver.
Yeah.
Throwing fists.
All right, so mine, we've got Naruto and My Hero. What anime are you going to choose, Nick? And why is it JoJo's Bizarre
Probably
Adventure?
JoJo, yeah. JoJo, maybe Dragon Ball Z. I don't know what good... There'd be, like, Vegeta... Goku Lux. And that's pretty much it. That's all I got. So that's kind of cool.
Definitely. I think we're just all stuck on that video in our heads. Even that close. But yeah, thank you so much for the email, Shamwausa. Hopefully you enjoyed that video with all those Naruto custom skins. Next email here is from Wolfright. Subject, harder now than ever. Hey guys, hope you're all doing well in this holiday season. The other day I was talking with my diamond friend, and he mentioned how the average player in League of Legends is vastly better than the first couple seasons. I was wondering what your guys' thoughts on this is, if it's true, not true, and why. Also wondering what the comparison would be. Where would a season one bronze be placed now, and vice versa? Thanks, guys.
Oh, 100% that's true. I think just the simple access to the like the resources that everyone has. If you want to learn how to play a champion, you don't have to buy the champion and then play them for 15 games to figure them out. You could just go to a YouTube video and like learn the simple combos.
Yeah. There are in-depth guides, video guides, written guides, runes, masteries, item builds. Everything is available for you.
Yeah.
Plus, in general, like mechanics are better and like the skill of players builds on itself. So one person learns a new thing and then other people learn it and then it becomes a thing that everyone needs to know to be competitive, like the insect, right? Once it was revolutionary, now if you can't do it, you're just not a person who can play.
Yeah, exactly.
And in general, yeah, just the level of play of League of Legends has been improving since the beginning. A season one bronze player, I think, is not the comparison you want to take. You want to take like a season one platinum player. And where would they be now if they joined
Probably
the game? Probably silver or gold. And I think it's really like, it's tough to say because I think the players that could get to platinum back then certainly would learn how to play the game now and would adapt quickly. But like if you just plugged them in, like if you took the like season one world championship Fnatic team and you put them against like any LCS team today, they would lose.
Oh, yeah.
We had a conversation about this a couple like weeks ago, and the fact that I was rewatching a game from season 3 NALCS where it was like TSM versus Vulcan, and TSM had this really bad play, and I was saying, I think we could beat TSM from season three, like us putting together a five-man squad. Like, it sounds ludicrous, but I honest to God think we could beat a season three, like, NA LCS team. We could probably beat a season one Worlds team. Like, honest to God, if we put together a team right now and we played against season one Worlds, I think we could win Worlds.
And I think, yeah, that's like a good way to say it, is that I think if you pulled five random players out of Diamond 1 today and sent them to, like, the Season 2 World Championship, there's a good chance they win that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, yeah, we definitely all strongly agree that the average player in League of Legends is getting better, and that's just, I think, going to continue to be the way things work. As things are developed, they spread out, and all of the players learn them and improve. So yeah, thanks for the email, Wolfray, and I hope you have a happy holiday as well.
Yeah. Next email's from Howling Wind. Hello, LeeCast, and welcome back, Nick, if you're back this week. Thank you. Bored at work once again, so created a new champ that might be fun to discuss. The Wind champions in League are kind of meh, in my opinion, so I created Zafina, the Wind Spirit. She's an AP control mage. Cassidy and Silas might be the anti-mages, but Zafina is anti-melee. Control space with zones that can slow and set up wombo combos with her ult. I'm just going to kind of summarize these as best as I can and leave out the numbers, because I don't think numbers are good for an audio podcast. Passive, she takes less damage from physical damage, and she ignores unit collisions. So kind of the reverse Cassidy. Her Q deals damage and leaves behind a zone of wind. If you and allies move in the right direction of the wind, you increase move speed. In the wrong direction, enemies in the moving in the wrong direction are slowed for a percentage. So kind of like old Galio E, right? That was his E.
Yeah, it sped up his teammates. It didn't slow enemies, but I definitely think that if that was put into the game today, it probably would have.
For sure. W, vacuum bullet, deal damage to first enemy hit. If it goes through the harsh wind zone, you increase the travel speed damage, and now it stuns for a short time. Kind of like a Jace combo. E is wind phase, absorb the next physical skill against you. If you absorb an attack, heal for a moderate amount. You're slowed for 15% during wind phase. Does not work against auto attacks. The ultimate, Living Vortex, creates a massive tornado. The tornado slowly sucks in enemy champions and deals damage. If an enemy champion gets dragged into the center, they are knocked up for 1 second. If you self-cast it, you become the massive tornado and you can move the tornado, but you're silenced in this form. Says, I would love to have a wind elemental slash spirit in the game. As always, thanks for the weekly entertainment. Howling Wind. Thank you, Howling Wind. I like that champion idea a lot. I'm not sure how viable she would be, but her ultimate idea seems super cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's definitely like an interesting kind of thing, and it seems like she'd probably be... Was the pitch for her to be a mid laner?
I'm not sure. I was thinking support, but that's because I was stuck on Janna.
I was feeling that this would be more of like a tanky utility support. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Thank you, Hollywood.
Anyway, thanks for the email. Next email is from Tom, and this is the last one, I believe. Hey, guys. I haven't been listening long, but I love the podcast. One of my friends got me back into League. I played during Season 6, and I climbed to Silver 3 this season. Pretty psyched, gonna go for Gold in Season 10. Anyways, on to the email. You mentioned that you want Riot to sell Smurf accounts, and I think that that's a good idea. However, they should be linked to your main account, doesn't have to be public, and that main account should still be at least level 30. That way you can prove that you leveled up an account, assuming that the sale of illegal Smurf accounts are shut down. We know Riot has the capability to shut down these bots, but they look the other way because it's a huge benefit to them to keep Smurfs around. Smurfs boost their player numbers and keep people engaged. They also let people try out builds that they wouldn't otherwise. It also makes it easier for people to generate content, which promotes the game, which drives revenue. If the accounts are linked, you could then punish bad behavior on one account or reward good behavior on another account. This would also be an incentive to crack down on bots and make the system more credible. Sorry for the rambling email. My cat is walking all over me, yowling to get fed. Fuck you, me. From Tom. So yeah, I had mentioned that when we were talking about this, that Riot should sell secondary account Smurfs, and they should be linked to your main account if you want to purchase them. I feel like there needs to be some kind of degradation in punishment where, like, your behavior on your Smurf account probably isn't, like, if your Smurf account gets banned, maybe you just get, like, a chat restrict or, like, a slightly smaller ban on your main. That being said, it definitely shouldn't be completely independent, because then people are just going to be toxic on their Smurfs. But yeah, they should be linked. And you should have to have an account leveled the normal way before you go out and buy one, for sure.
Yeah, I think so as well.
100% agree with those points.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for the email, Tom. And I believe that wraps up the show, unless we got six more while we were recording.
Nope. Let me refresh. Ooh, zero more while we were recording. No one snuck it in at the last second.
It's because it's a Tuesday night.
Yeah, true.
Tomorrow we're going to get six.
True. That'll do it for the show. We made it. I'm alive at the end, which is a surprise to everyone, I'm sure. Follow us on Twitter at LeagueCast and at LeagueCastFrost. On Facebook, we are LeagueCast. Come talk to us on TeamSpeak or Discord, ts.leaguecastpodcast.com. Also, our Discord is on our website, or you can send us an email to receive the link. Our website is leaguecastpodcast.com. Send us emails, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/bluebasket and /kinglardout. And then finally, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/leaguecast. Thank you all for your support. We appreciate it. And look forward to having you guys join us next week for episode 407. Shut up, Aiden.
Yeah.
I'm sick.
You are sick.
Yeah, thanks. Sick, dude, radical. All right, see you guys next week. Bye.
See you guys next time.
Bye.